Well, good afternoon. And Borada.
Borada.
It always disappointed me that I'd lived in Wales for so long and knew so little Welsh. So there we go. I've got the one thing that I know in straight away. It's lovely to be able to welcome you all to Ripley Baptist Church today. This is the church that Minnie referred to as being her little church. So here we go. If you've not been here before, this is the place. And we're gathered here today in the presence of God to remember and celebrate the life of Minnie. We give thanks to God for her life and remember her in his presence with quiet gratitude. And we're here to listen to some of the great Christian truths so that we may gain comfort and strength and be drawn closer to God at this time. And we're here to celebrate the knowledge that Minnie is at peace and in the presence of Jesus Christ, her friend and saviour. So let's start with a prayer, shall we? Let us pray. Eternal God, maker of all, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who you raised from the dead, we come before you in our need. Do not abandon Minnie, who we love. Do not desert us in our grief. Help us as we hear the promises of your word to believe them and to receive the comfort that they offer. You, Lord, are the giver of hope. Fill us with joy and peace in believing that our fears may be dispelled, our loneliness eased, and our hope reawakened. God of grace and power, send us your Holy Spirit among us that we may hear your promises and know them to be true, and so receive the comfort and peace that they bring. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, Minnie planned quite a few aspects of this service, and it's been in the diary of many minister who's been here with a question mark next to it for some time. So we're going to sing one of the hymns that she's chosen right now, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. So please stand and join with me. Daughter Sally, and followed by the eulogy by her son-in-law Nick. So, Sally, if you'd like to come up.
This reading selected by me just a few weeks ago. I'm free. Don't grieve for me for now I'm free. I'm following the path God made for me. I took his hand, I heard him call, then turned and bid farewell to all. I could not stay another day to love, to sing, to play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found my peace at close of day. And if my parting left a void, then fill it with remembered joy, a friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened, deep with sorrow. I wish you sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full, I've savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your hearts and share with me. God wants me now. Set me free.
Thank you, Sally. Hope everyone can hear me. So I'm Nick, I'm Min's son-in-law, I'm married to Katie. And yes, I'm delighted to be able to talk about Min. So where do we begin? Minnie Maud Drive, born Clenver, September the 5th, 1924. Died March the 13th, 2022, aged 97. A long and happy life. Min always said she wanted to go with her shoes on. Perhaps it didn't quite happen that way, but she fell asleep at Normanton, the nursing home in Shrewsbury where she'd spent the last few months of her life and very well cared for. It's also appropriate that we remember her in this place, a place she loved, and where she worshipped for over 50 years. On moving to Shrewsbury to be near Katie and I, and some of her grandchildren, she often talked to this church, of her friends in this congregation, of Gareth, and as she called them, the two Davids. She clearly missed you all. So yes, where do we go with Min? Well, the first word I thought of was character, and what a character she was. And that was what so many people said about Min. And so, like all of us, her character was formed by her upbringing, and for her, Clanver, a small village in rural North Wales, with more than one church, or chapel, I should say, a few shops, and no doubt a very close community where neighbour knew neighbour. Min was immensely proud of her Baptist minister father, or Dada, we used to call him. And he was widowed when Minnie was only 12. And she often talked of being baptised in the river by him. And he made her go last, which was actually rather unfair because she hated water and never learned to swim. And then after the baptism, it was wrapped in towels and back to the chapel for tea and cake. I like many of her anecdotes. We heard them more than once. But this upbringing really did define me. And her character, her energy, her love of gardening, her zeal for always being busy, and I'm very glad we got this here today, her Welshness. So she remained a proud Welsh speaker. May and Archie, who are here today, her grandchildren, some of her grandchildren, will always remember Borodar and Nostar, and she would like us to celebrate her Welshness. Another trait I thought of about Min, which is always I'm always reminded of when I think of her daughters, is her stubbornness. And perhaps it's the independence foisted on someone by losing their mother so early. But it was a trait that stayed with her right to the end. Katie and I, perhaps rather selfishly, tried to persuade Min to convert to the Church of England church in Shrewsbury. Partly because it was more convenient for us, but Min wasn't having that at all. And I remember her sitting there, sherry in hand, in her flat, Gareth will be pleased about this. She would say, "Once a Baptist, always a Baptist. By gad, by gad." So I may be biased, but many always seem to be universally cheerful, and a trait noted by many of you I know. I'm sure there was a few moments in the childhood of Min, Sally, of Sally, Pip, and Kate, when this didn't happen, but her giggle will live with me and many of you here today, and it seemed to stay with her, that giggle, right up to the end. Had it not been for Hitler, Min might have stayed in North Wales and married a farmer. But that was not to be. So she enlisted as a VAD, a volunteer aid detachment nurse, and that got her posted to Ceylon. She never did like to call it Sri Lanka, where enter stage left, dashing naval officer Roger, resplendent in his naval shorts and smoking a pipe. It's nice to imagine Roger and Min reunited now, perhaps discussing happy days in Northwood, golf, of course, round table charity dinner dances, the beggar's ball, and Sunday lunches with soggy carrots. Min was also a bit of a bric-a-brac specialist, and we've had some chats about this, Katie and I. A bric-a-brac queen, I think you could say. And she was absolutely tireless in her fundraising, even trying to sell items to her daughters, who would come home, and the items would be laid out on the bed, and perhaps they felt a little bit obliged. She also loved a bargain, and seemed to have an eye for a deal, and also seemed to know who the dealers were. And I've got a rather nice little quote for a letter we had. We had a nice letter from John Housko, which I'm sorry is on my phone, but I'm going to read a little bit of it. And John wrote after Min's death, I have fondest memories around Min about her enthusiasm for life in general. And a good example of that was when it came to the church sales, writes John. Minnie usually ran the bric-a-brac store, stocking it with items begged from her many friends in Moor Park, and selling the goods to people who did not know they needed them. We often think of Minnie when we use the soup bowls that we bought from her store. She was Rickman's worst equivalent of Auntie Wainwright from Last of the Summer Wine. John Housko was your predecessor?
Bob? One of them, yep.
One of them. Two back?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a couple back, yeah.
When we got the call to say that Minnie had died, it seemed sort of right that it was a Sunday, and that also the window in Min's room at the nursing home in Normanton was open. It was a sunny day, and the daffodils were out. When Min lived in Shrewsbury, I would visit her for chat and sherry. I'd have whiskey, and I never could manage the three biscuits and the two Kit Kats she left out for me. But I did keep some notes of some of our conversations. Some were quite amusing, which I won't talk about now, but there was one rather slightly spiritual moment we had together when we were having a rather serious conversation, and I even noted the date, 5th of Jan 2018, and we were talking about life and death, or life after death, and we ended up talking about what humanists believe, and she said, "Well, Nick, I really don't know. But I did see something rather odd once as a child that made me think about death. I was playing in a field in Clandon with some friends, and I think I saw a spirit, a sort of wispy thing leaving a house, and I'm sure I saw something. I was convinced. And I was looking at this cottage, and a few moments later, somebody came out of the cottage and asked me to fetch her father, the Reverend. Saying, "I think Mr. Williams has died." And her father came down and confirmed that actually Mr. Williams had died. So Min was convinced that she'd seen Mr. Williams' soul. So to us, I think it's a comfort thinking of Minnie and her open window on the day she died. And maybe she has gone through that window now. You'll be pleased to know that Minnie's ashes will be returned to Clanver to be in the churchyard that her father knew so well, next to the school that she went to as a young girl, and where her mother and her three sisters are also buried. So just to finish, we'll all have our own memories of Minnie as a wonderful person, but hopefully this is an appropriate way to end our reflection of an amazing life well lived. Thank you.
Well, let's stand and sing another one of the hymns chosen by Minnie, shall we? One of her favourites, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Gospel, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, entitled Zacchaeus the Tax Collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to the house of the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Many of you will probably have heard about this church and how much it meant to Minnie. She used to refer to it, as I said, as her little church. I believe she carried on referring to it as that. And she was very involved here over the years. You've heard how long her stint was at this church. It wasn't really a stint, it was a huge commitment over the years. And one of the first conversations she had with me, nearly 10 years ago now, was to tell me that when she dies, that she wants to have her service here, and that she's told David exactly what she wants.
And
you. And I understand now many of the ministers that have been in the church during all the time that she's been here. She had it well planned out. Minnie could also be a force to be reckoned with, particularly in the church meeting. She told me that she used to argue bitterly with one of the former ministers before telling me that she could never imagine having a cross word with me. So you can imagine my relief at that fact. In fact, actually, Minnie was always a model member of this church during the time that we shared here together. She would drive ladies to church. She would welcome people on the door and over coffee. She would support our coffee mornings, even when she wasn't here physically. And she would collect stamps for charity. Actually, the stamps caused a heated discussion at a church meeting. The only heated discussion that there's ever been at a church meeting here, in all my time here. When she was of the mind that the money raised by the stamps that she championed should, instead of going to Leprosy Mission, go to the Baptist Union, whilst others wanted to carry on supporting Leprosy Mission. So it amused me slightly when I heard that any donations that people want to give today would be given to Leprosy Mission. So there we go. She admitted defeat on that point. She would never tell you that though, would she? The other thing Minnie was well known for was her bric-a-brac sales, as we've already heard. She would do them on a monthly scale, scaled back from what she would do annually for the Ricky Week event, which most of the building got taken over for that, didn't it? And she could sell ice to the Eskimos. I remember going home having bought an egg cup that I didn't need, but that was nothing, because I can remember a lady confiding in me that she'd bought a pair of slippers that weren't even her size. But that was Minnie, and we loved her for it. And so, as I was pondering what reading to include today, this reading came to mind that I've just read to you. I've never used it as a service like this before, but it leapt out at me, and it reminded me of Minnie. It's a story about a short man who is full of energy, who climbs a tree to see Jesus. Now, I've heard since that there was an incident with a ladder, and Minnie has been known to climb to high places. I didn't even know about that when I chose it. But even though when I met Minnie, she was well into her 80s, I could imagine her climbing a tree to get a better look. Minnie, the daughter of a Baptist minister who was baptised in a river in Wales, was proud of her Welsh Baptist heritage. But she was also a proud Christian. And she would have been resourceful in a crowd if it meant seeing Jesus. She would have seen him. So this little man, Zacchaeus, he also threw himself completely into his faith in Jesus when he decided that's what he was going to do. He had full commitment. There was no looking back. He gave up half his possessions and he was willing to pay back fourfold those that perhaps he cheated. And this was Minnie's character too. Even though she moved away from Rickmansworth a few years ago, she continued to support our coffee morning in aid of Peace Hospice. And that was a sign of what Minnie was like. She was all in. And Jesus chose well who to go and have hospitality from. whose house to go to, inviting himself as he did to Zacchaeus' home. And wisely, when I preached here with a view to being the minister at this church, it was to Minnie's home that we were sent for Sunday dinner after the service, where she catered for the deacons and me, and she did a wonderful job. She was the perfect host. My visits to her after that would always be a highlight. Scotch pancakes, as many as you could eat, scones with jam, and a cup of tea to wash it down. It was an occasion to go and visit Minnie, and you always felt welcome, and the invite was always there. But most of all, this passage is appropriate to Minnie, because it ends with Jesus saying this: "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." After her many active and full years on earth, we give thanks for Minnie, knowing also that salvation has come to her through Jesus Christ, her Lord. And so we remember Minnie, and we reflect on her life and her faith, and we remember her with gladness. Well, we might have sung some hymns that she liked, but none of us can ever sing this next one without thinking of Minnie. This was her very favourite. So we're going to sing together now, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Please stand. Living God, we praise you for Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was in the future went into the darkness of death, so that we might continue to hope and rise above despair. Thank you for all you've done in Minnie's life, for all she achieved, for the love she gave so freely to others, and the love received among family and friends. Help us through her death to grasp more firmly the hope that life is longer than our years, and that the love you have shown to us in Christ is stronger than death. To your loving care, O Lord, we particularly bring before you the family and close friends that she leaves behind. Sustain them in the days to come with wonderful, treasured memories of the past and bright hope for the future. Bring us all to the fullness of life that can only be found in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now we pray the words that Jesus taught us to pray that are included in the order of service, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It says in the Bible, there is nothing in death or life, in the world as it is, or the world as it shall be, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Love is stronger than death. Hope is stronger than despair, so we entrust many to you, our God. We do so in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Set her as a seal upon your heart and bring her to life everlasting, O Lord. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us pray once more. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Loving God, we long for peace, peace to leave many with you, peace to strengthen us for today and tomorrow, peace with ourselves, with each other, and with you. Grant us that peace which the world cannot give, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Amen. And now may that peace of God which surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of the love of God and his Son Jesus Christ, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. You are warmly invited to refreshments at Moor Park Golf Club after this service, so perhaps keep your order of service with you if you need the postcode, but I'm sure many of you already know where that is. And the wishes of the family are for donations to go to Leprosy Mission if you get the opportunity to do that too. Thank you for joining with us today to celebrate the life of Minnie. It's been lovely having you all with us. God bless.